This is Kathy Forstie at Folk Alliance International Conference here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're continuing our bedroom concerts here in our hotel room at the Sheraton. And dropping by is one of our good friends. We've known you for a long time, is Lazarus. Thanks Howdy. For dropping by and saying hi.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to know that you're finally going to have some music out in the very near future.
It's been longer than I thought. You know, it's funny, it's been 3 or 4 years when we first started talking about the record I was going to release.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about this new album that you have planned.
Absolutely. It's been a great little record. It's funny because it's my attempt at a folk record. And of the title of it's Rock and Roll Heart, which is kind of funny. and it's because I don't know that I'm quite the purist. I mean, and we didn't necessarily intend that. I presented about 20 tunes to the guy that produced it. A great guy, Chris Brown, fellow Buckeye that's also based out of Austin now. And he went through and picked out the 10 that he liked.
Really?
And I didn't argue with any of it. I thought it was wonderful. And that wasn't originally going to be the title track. But as we kind of were like, the record kind of progressed a little bit past mm-hmm. that traditional folk instrumentation. And there's mm-hmm. several songs on the record that are just traditional folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that kind of stray a bit. Either from an instrumentation standpoint, we've got a couple, you know, songs with drum kits and electric guitars, and mm-hmm. and one of those being the title track, which is Rock and Roll Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just kind of worked out great. We recorded it in 4 days.
Wow.
last November in a studio, King Electric, which is a wonderful studio. Justin Douglas was the engineer, and it's a place where like Chuck Hawthorne, Ray Bonneville, Amber mm-hmm. Cross, all sorts of people have recorded their records. And he brought people in like Dennis Ludkin, who's fiddle player for Ray Benson and Dale Watson. And
mm-hmm.
Who else played on that? Warren Hood. My goodness. Libby Koch, who's a Grammy Award winning mm-hmm. or nominated country singer.
Yeah.
Truly just it's Austin. That's why. And when you hear it, we all had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it was almost recorded live. 4 days.
Yeah.
And truly an Austin sound.
Yeah. And yeah. All the songs are your original songs?
All but one. And it's funny because sort of this is my first truly legit solo record, but my commitment to myself is I'm going to do at least one cover tune
mm-hmm.
On each of the records. And Chris Brown is really well known and really well respected in the reggae community.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done a version of Bob Marley's Small Axe for years. I think it's one of the most powerful protest songs ever written. And so we decided to kind of take it and strip it down and then rebuild it in a folk way. And it's funny thinking, you know, some cat from the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio is doing Bob Marley, but for some reason it worked. But rather than that song, they're all mine.
Yeah, well, that's great. I can't wait to hear that. That'll be
fantastic.
Fun. Yeah. So can you do us a song from the CD?
Absolutely. This was going to be the title track originally, and we kind of just were like, the name Lazarus, and this song's called Rise. It's the first song on it. I didn't want to give folks the impression that I'm too much of a holy roller.
I do. That make people think it's a religious album or something.
Possibly. I mean, I do love the Lord, but I'm a avowed sinner. So
you're a heathen as well.
Absolutely. That's what I unfortunately am good at. So anyways, that being said, this is that track. Okay. What's the sense in dying if you don't even know you're alive? I heard a voice calling, rise, Lazarus, rise, Lazarus, rise. It must have been 3 days in that dark and musty room when I was awakened by the smell of sweet perfume. Oh, sweeter than the honeysuckle, old magnolia tree. I thought I heard the buzzing of a thousand honeybees. It was just the good Lord's whisper. Race ain't nearly run. Oh, rise, Lazarus, rise. The workday has begun.
Oh, come forth now, Lazarus. I heard him shout out loud. It's time to reveal yourself to an unbelieving crowd. Now, I've always heeded our good Lord's command. Ever since the day I was touched by the man, the magic hands, he said, oh, at this very moment, shake loose your decay and rise, Lazarus, rise. Today might be the day, be the day. What's the sense in dying? You don't even know you're alive. I heard a voice a calling, rise, Lazarus, rise, Lazarus, rise.
Nice.
Thank you.
And the artist is Lazarus. And Hello. The song is called Rise. So thanks for playing. That was great.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear that on the CD. So you were talked about Bob Marley earlier being on a song that you did of his on the CD. Who else were your influences, or your current influences, or your past influences?
Current influence, I tell you what, I loved. When I moved to Texas, and I've been in Texas for 2 years, Buckeye, most of my life, lived in Louisville, Kentucky for a few years, but Midwest cat.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Texas, my wife, warm weather, and I was very quickly introduced to a fellow named Adam Carroll. And they recently just did it's called Highway Prayer. There was a tribute record to him, and which is funny because he's my age, quite honestly. He is an amazing artist, and he has a record called Old Town Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
That when I heard it, I feel like it's the best thing I've heard in 10 years. So I recommend out and find Adam Carroll.
Adam Carroll, okay.
Absolutely.
And who was your influence as a songwriter for yourself?
What's funny now, he's influencing me. I tell people that quite a bit. He writes songs that are very interesting. Now, that being said, though, I mean, as a young kid, and that's kind of where the Bob Marley thing came from, my brother's older than me. He's about 16, 17 years older than me. And when I was young, I mean, he was off in the Peace Corps, and he was stationed in St. Lucia. So this is the late 70s, early 80s. That's when Bob Marley was doing the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother, what he would do is he had all his vinyl records, and he would make little cassette tapes for me, and he would send, you know, he put 4 or 5 tunes on each one.
Mm-hmm.
So as a young kid, I was listening to Bob Dylan and Bob Marley and Tom Waits and, you know, on and on and on. And so really, I can almost argue that my brother Scott, if you're listening out there, was probably my biggest musical influence as a kid.
Yeah.
That's
great. I can hear Tom Waits in your voice. So.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's unfortunately, he and I both like smoking and drinking. And that's kind of where that all comes from.
But yeah, that's something we have in common, because my brother is like 15 years older than me, and he used to send me like Beatles CDs or cassettes.
Absolutely.
You know, back in those days in the 70s. So that was like my first exposure to the Beatles was on a cassette that my brother sent me, you know.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they're good for something.
Yeah, older siblings sometimes are good for something. So how many instruments do you play?
Oh, well, yeah, when I first met y'all, I got the opportunity to sit in with Victor and play. I played banjo with y'all, and that's my first experience with KC Cafe Radio as a banjo picker. And I still play banjo, absolutely. I mean, the joke in Texas is, you know what perfect pitch is? When you throw a banjo into a dumpster and it hits an accordion.
Yeah.
I play banjo, and I actually also play keyboards in addition to the guitar and some bass and kind of any string instrument. I love the keyboards. It's a new instrument to me. I've been playing piano for maybe 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky enough to have hooked up with Libby Koch, who is a phenomenal country singer, who was originally based out of Houston, is now in Austin, and got to play keyboards. And that opened a lot of doors, quite honestly, just not being a guitar player in Austin. So,
yeah.
Sort of my new favorite instrument, the piano.
Because there's probably a glut of guitar players in Austin.
And they're all so good.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the problem with being in Nashville or Austin, is that there's just so many good
It's a good problem. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. I get it. It's daunting, but my goodness. I mean, as a fan of music, mm-hmm. living in Austin is just the most wonderful mm-hmm. thing because everybody plays there and they usually play for free.
Yeah. So are you touring? Or are you playing?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, the record's going to release in May. And so this is going to be a year on the road for me to mm-hmm. a large extent. I mean, when I leave here, I'm actually going to go back to Ohio for 5 days of shows. Mm. And then I'm going to reconvene with a bunch of Texan artists for a Texas showcase at Bobby's Idol Hour in Nashville this time next week. And then mm-hmm. I'll be back to Texas because it's Houston rodeo season. Uh-huh. And Libby is just loved by the Houston rodeo people. Uh-huh. And so we are going to spend the next couple, 3 weeks playing the gigs for the rodeo. And then it's South by Southwest right after that. Yeah. And I'm hosting a South by event in wonderful Bastrop, Texas. And then I'm going to play a bunch of South by events. So, and then from there, it's back on the road. And and I hope to be in Kansas City a couple times as I, you know, loop around the country this year.
Yeah. So. Have you already got dates set for
Not yet, but
Kansas
I'd like
City?
We can talk.
Yeah, we can talk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. Can you do us another song?
Absolutely. I'm in drop D. This isn't on the record. It's in drop D. You know, it's one of my newer tunes and I enjoy it. This is it's funny. Keep name dropping. I actually am doing it on purpose, I guess. Libby Koch is currently dating a wonderful musician, Chuck Hawthorne, who put a record out maybe a year and a half ago called Silver Line. It's just amazing. And the two of them have been dating for a while, and Chuck he goes every year and plays a show in Ovando, Montana, and I'll mm-hmm. let him tell that story. But so Libby went kind of to meet up with him along the way, and I was telling my wife, Hannah, about this, and she goes, well, man, Libby must have more than Montana on her mind. And that was sort of the impetus for this tune. She swore, ain't nothing more Dessa down the line, but you had more than Texas on your mind. So love slips through your fingers, memory of it lingers. Once held it in your hand, just like a rope made out of sand. Well, he really never had much to say, but you talked about it anyway. He never liked it much when folks would shout, you kept talking till you worked things out. Yeah, work things out. That's what you'd say. Just what do you mean by that anyway? Just what do you mean by that anyway? As love slips through your fingers, the memory of it lingers. Held it in your hand, just like a rope made out of sand. We know when that Amarillo wind blows, it sure stirs up some ghosts. Maybe he tried to love again too soon, or maybe there's only so much room in the heart. Heart of that cowboy for you. Well, he swore, ain't nothing more Odessa down the line, but you had more Texas on your mind. Had more than Texas on your mind. More than
having Texas on your mind.
Lazarus, great song.
Thank you.
That's a new one you said, huh?
That's a new one. That'll probably be on the next record.
Okay. How can people find the new album, Rock and Roll Heart?
Right now y'all can come and I'm teasing a couple tunes, LazarusNichols.com, or find me on Facebook. You know, I'm Lazarus. I'm the only one. We're starting to tease some tunes, and not sure what the first single is going to be. We let the PR people figure all that wonderful stuff out. But The plan is for this record to come out in the end of May.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right, so check out LazarusNichols.com.
Please do.
For his music, and just listen to the great Nat Lazarus here on KC Cafe Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming by. It's good that you finally got something out. So.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Forsey reporting from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri.